Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Broad Wasted.
Hey!
It was very exciting for us.
Yeah. Yay!
I am your host, Brian Plofsky, and with me, per usual, or for the first time, are Kevin Jaeger.
How's it going, everybody?
Kimberly Cooper.
Woohoo! I don't know what that was.
And of course, our first guest, Lucrita.
Hey! I just waved at the mic.
And then I started to too.
We all started waving back and forth at each other.
You guys can see us, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We love that you're here.
Yes!
This show's called Broad Wasted. Brian, what you drinking?
I am drinking, we're going fancy for episode one. I am drinking Woodford Reserve on the Rocks.
Miss Lucrina, what you drinking?
You know, I'm doing a little rye and ginger here with the Woodford Reserve and ginger ale.
Ooh. Yes.
Kevin.
See, I'm doing Woodford Reserve on the Rocks as well.
Nice.
And I'm glad this is a podcast because you can't see the terrible faces I make every time I drink it. I'm giving you like 15-year-old first drink at a party realness. But,
which is why I'm drinking champagne.
But I'm going for it because this is the first episode of Broadway City. We are fancy.
Yeah. I'm drinking Prosecco.
It's not from the province of Champagne.
It is not from Champagne, yeah.
So the first time I ever experienced Miss Lucrita, it was on stage with Disaster. And she sang a beautiful song to her little dog. And so I'm so excited to finally be here with Lucrita because the first time I saw the show with Lucrita, a bunch of the set pieces kind of went renegade on her. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what the experience was with some of the crazy renegade set pieces.
Well, thankfully, they weren't during any of my scenes.
They were not. Everything was on point when Lucrita was on stage. I got to put that out there. But,
and I was very grateful that my shoes didn't break because I was very high off the ground. But, you know, we were all pros. And even Bailey Littrell, who is new to the theater world, this is his first show. And it's his Broadway debut. And he got nominated for a Drama Desk.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
He handled it like a pro, you know. And that's the beauty of live theater is that, you know, when things go wrong, you have a decision to make. Are you going to just go with it? Can you safely go with it? Or
no. Weep.
Exactly.
Or you're in trouble.
Right. Thankfully, with us being in previews, you know, it was easy.
Oh, that was a preview?
It was. It was the second preview of Disaster. And it was
you saw the second preview?
I did. It was like a really cool like industry night. There were a lot of people there from the industry, so it was like when things happened, it was like that like knowing laugh in the audience instead
did
of that like question.
Oh, no. Kimberly saw Crucible first preview.
Second preview.
Whoa. Second preview.
It was very long.
Yeah.
I hear it's only slightly shorter now.
But is it good?
It's very long. Some of the acting work is very good.
Yes.
It is just a lot of the same set, so your mind every once in a while just has to reset and be like, oh, I'm watching this again.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, come back in.
That's actually a good segue into our next segment called, What Have You Seen This Week?
What have you seen this week?
So, Kevin, did you see anything this week?
I actually did not see anything this week.
Great, moving on. Kimberly,
I'll drink
what did
to
you
that.
See this week?
I saw three things this week.
Wait,
this week
you saw
Tuesday.
Three? You saw...
Oh, that's fair. I saw, then technically I saw one thing this week, which was American Psycho.
Yes,
but before, on Sunday.
Nice.
I saw Hamilton Saturday night.
Oh.
I know. And I saw... but I saw Robert Bridegroom... Oh, maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I've heard great things.
But still,
about
it was
that.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
So, give us your grade reviews of each of these performances.
Robert Bridegroom, I will give the production an A. I will give the show a C+.
Okay.
Little rapey.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but
he robs, and then he's a. It's very strange.
I mean, like
I don't
it's
know
like
about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, so the conceit is that the robber bridegroom, played by the very talented and handsome Stephen Pascal.
Amen.
Pascal. I'm
he can
sure
say whatever he'd like. As long as it comes in that rich, melty baritone, I'm all over it.
Basically, when he has nothing on his face, when he is being himself, he is a bridegroom, and he is a very handsome man, a very suave.
Okay. Barry Bostwick won a Tony for that, didn't
he? Yes. I don't know if he won. Did he?
I think he did.
I think he should have.
Was it off-Broadway? It was off-Broadway.
No, Barry Bostwick took it for Broadway.
Tell us more about it.
Then another time.
Barry Bostwick won for it.
Wow.
For Best Performance Lead Actor
in
1976.
Role. Yes. He puts his hat down a little, but in the original production, so the idea is that he puts these jelly on his face to become the robber.
Jelly.
A grape jelly. Story C+, the production gets an A. It was wonderful. Hamilton clearly gets an F. Terrible show.
No one should see it.
Never mind.
I hear they're closing soon, right?
Yeah.
They're having a real tough time selling tickets.
Speaking of closing, did everyone hear the news today?
Yeah.
Tuck over last
Tuck closes
day.
On Sunday.
Whoa.
Or, but when you're hearing this, it's gone. So.
Oh, Tuck. Sorry, Sherrod.
I know how y'all feel, too. Oh,
yay, man.
No.
I guess
I was working. That's,
she was working on the Broadway.
At that time, I'll try and see it this week.
Yeah.
And then Brian and I saw American Psycho
together.
Yeah,
we won the American Psycho lottery.
Nice.
Amen.
I would highly suggest entering. Just in general, I mean, I would highly suggest entering any lottery. Because one, you get to see a show in really good seats for a really decent price.
Yeah, they're wonderful seats.
You might get a button.
A button.
Would you get a button?
Oh.
Do you have a button for winning the lottery?
Oh, Book of Mormon gives you buttons.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hamilton gives you a wristband so that you can't give it to anyone else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because people were probably scalping them.
Yes, I want a wristband.
Now,
give me a Hamilton wristband.
Their standing room policy now is like, if you get the ticket, you have to immediately go into the theater so that you can't sell it to someone else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's interesting. I like that.
Anyway.
Yeah, because I want as much room as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can shift.
But the standing room, it's all about the shift.
I saw
it's all
Mormon.
About the shift.
Yeah. It was the only time I saw Book of Mormon. Mother
yeah, Miss
Lacrina
was on the first national tour of Book of Mormon.
Philadelphia.
I was there.
My parents saw it in Philly.
Yes.
So they saw you. They loved it.
They did. Tell
us about that experience.
It was fantastic. I mean, it was 2.5 years of my life.
Oh, you're on tour for that long?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I joined
so many hotel rooms.
Yeah, because I didn't do Airbnb because I was too scared.
Tell me about the hotel rooms.
Well, it was great because Having lived in New York for up to 7 years at that point,
okay,
and having two roommates, and then going on tour and having no roommates, and having bathtubs and Lush and getting to like soak for hours was fantastic, and playing video games whenever
completely.
I wanted to.
Yeah. A maid.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
My
like,
roommate
was home.
Yeah. Someone made my bed.
Where is housekeeping? There's a layer of dust on everything. I have a diamond member.
Yeah, you're a diamond member, but not in your apartment.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome back to New York, girlfriend.
That is amazing. Have you seen anything this week?
Yes, I saw Color Purple.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Saturday so you went
night.
To church this week.
Honey, they took me to church. Fantastic. My friend was like stifling a scream cry.
Wow.
I was holding his hand.
Yeah. Yes.
We had tissue. I gave the tissue out before the lights even went down because I knew it was going to be fantastic. But what I loved about it, like, I didn't get to see the previous incarnation of it, but it's like, it's got to be like ragtime and then the ragtime revival when it was just like
stripped down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just had chairs on the wall.
Yeah.
And then you had these brilliant moments of just an actor on stage, and that's it. And how often does a performer get to have something like that?
Especially
like,
something so big as Broadway.
Has a moment like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just the bare bones of everything, mm-hmm. and they just lived on stage. And I just liked the arc of the characters. Like, there were no holes. I wasn't like, okay, so what? It was just
mm-hmm.
a beautiful, raw, touching performance.
So you recommend it?
You know, if you don't have nothing else to do.
I mean, I need to see it just after that Prince tribute.
Oh.
Cynthia Erivo and
Moraine.
What?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
watching it after because I
if
was
you're listening
weeping
to us,
in my office.
If you're listening to us, stop right now. Pause it.
No,
don't
pause it. Yeah.
I
got to
but
more stuff to
you
say.
Need to watch their the purple, the Color Purple's.
Oh yes,
Purple
I didn't
Rain.
Get to see it.
Oh, the Purple Rain.
But
it's truly.
She
I'm
starts down the
aisle
and is like,
it.
Oh, never mind. And
well,
she options
like,
that.
I have places to go.
People who are listening to this podcast, go see Everything on Broadway because it's wonderful.
Yes.
But go and see theater in small spaces,
sure.
tiny
yeah.
little spaces. See, like, the little things that are, like, fledgling productions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to, like, support people who are going to be the brains of tomorrow.
Yes.
So definitely go out
One
there and support
One of my favorite
people.
Nights in the theater was at Ars Nova. I saw The Wildness.
The Wildness was incredible.
Did you see it?
If you did not get a chance to see The Wildness, that show changed my life. It
like,
was...
Just
transformative.
Go on Spotify and listen to Sky Pony, and you'll get a
Sky
little
Pony
bit of it.
Sky Pony is incredible. It's Lauren Worsham, who is in Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Uh-huh.
It's her and her husband, Kyle Jarrow,
who
is writing...
Who wrote the book to SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
For SpongeBob.
Only because I saw The Wildness and know he's
yes,
talented.
And they put together this show, and the Wildness is like... I want to call it a show, but it's like an experience.
Nice.
And it's like there's a part in the experience where they have you take a blindfold... Put a blindfold over yourself and experience the show. It was really a moving experience. If you have a chance to see a Sky Pony concert, just go. Sky Pony is everything.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway. Yeah, it really was like
off, but Sky Pony
is again like
amazing.
Going to church. It was
Yeah. I hear it was incredible.
It was amazing.
Kimberly and I saw something this week.
What did you see?
We saw American Psycho. Oh, we won the lottery for American Psycho.
Kevin also
saw... I saw American Psycho in previews, and I absolutely loved it. I
Maybe
thought it
they
was
took
amazing
out the stuff you
piece.
Liked.
Kimberly and I were not... we're not fans.
But we're so glad we saw it.
Yes.
The
that's
first...
Like, that's like going to a show and being like, well, the set was nice.
Literally, though, first
but
of
it
all,
was.
It's the only thing
that's the
nominated,
only
for.
But Kimberly said the one thing she didn't like about Rob Reiner or about Crucible was the set. I loved American Psycho. I thought that it was an interesting take. I thought it was very stylized. I thought it had a clear concept from beginning to end.
Okay.
I thought that there was a satire to it that was beautiful. And Benjamin Walker was amazing.
Beautiful.
I think he should have... He should be nominated this year just for the sheer fact that he was willing to be that vulnerable on stage. And I don't just mean the fact that he's in his underwear, which I ain't complaining about.
Right.
I'm
his
just
trainer
saying
needs
that
to be nominated.
No, I think he went to a place that was really raw and beautiful. And I think that the show was riding on his shoulders. And to me, he carried it. And so I think
he did
Walker
wonderful work. I don't think the material was living up to the standard of the direction and the set and the
I
actors
agree.
That were putting in the work. The material itself, to me... The concept wavered, but maybe only through the It's so hard to put into words why I would have loved, it was weird to me.
I would have loved to have seen it as a play. I thought as a musical, I never felt like they earned any
of the
songs.
They sang about setting the table for a dinner party.
And it had no real substance to
it. And they were singing about what they were going
to
wear, and they wore the same
thing.
But see,
to me, that was the fun of the satire. Like, they were showing that these people are so vapid that they only were concerned about what to put on their table.
But shouldn't
I think that there were moments where they took the lyrics and were like, what can we rhyme with Alaya? And so they just kind of went with that for a few things.
Yeah, some of the lyrics were
totally
a little
get
like,
it. I just,
oh, that's an 80s
I'm
song.
Looking at the production as a whole piece.
I get that.
Yeah, and I saw it just like satire through.
However, yes, I agree with you. The reason those songs were like pure vanity and all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm still supposed to have a good time during a musical, though. And I wasn't.
See, I am not a part of that, like, that belief that you're supposed to have a good time in a musical.
But not
but did
like,
you feel something?
That's what I want.
I
want to feel great.
I did. I
was like, a good time at The Color Purple is a different than a good time
right.
at Matilda.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you're having a great
no,
time.
No, I understand what you're
there.
Saying. You're saying that you didn't have an experience that was what you wanted out of a performance experience.
And I really went in with muddled expectations because I knew that you loved it.
Right.
I know that a lot of people love it. Mm. However, I also know a lot of people that don't like it. And that gets me excited when a show is making choices.
I love that.
And so people,
yes.
there's no, I've never
oh,
heard
meh. Oh, the choices
meh.
Were strong.
Right. I've never heard meh about it. I've heard great or terrible.
Yeah, I like it or you don't.
And
yes.
that excites me. Even walking out of it and being like, that was not for me.
Yeah.
That excites me. That mm-hmm. it gave
and
me that feeling.
It initiated a conversation. We talked the whole Subway ride home.
Nice.
And then I went home and watched all the backstage vlogs that Jen Damiano made. Because I just wanted to understand where it came from.
Got it.
So it wasn't the terrible show that you're like, I immediately forget about you and don't want to know.
Oh, I'm still
it was
thinking
the show,
about it, so it
yes.
Yeah.
It was a show that I was like,
yeah,
how
okay.
did this happen? What did they mean? It was a show I wanted to understand better.
Nice.
And so people who love it, a friend of mine at work was just like, I don't want to see it again, but I had a great time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see, I didn't like it,
but
I'd see it again.
I would too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's
yes.
what I love about that.
Reliving this experience.
Like, yeah. I would go again just to be like, what was it?
Okay. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah,
which
girl.
I think, so in summary,
so
I think it won.
I think it was effective.
I
want to see it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
got
it did.
Got shot in the neck in Quebec and in Summary.
Anyway, and that was what we saw this that, week.
Yeah.
What
I'm
we saw
right
this
into,
week!
First of all.
Yes!
Yeah. So, I don't know if you know this. You probably do. excuse me, Lucretia. We love to play games on our podcast.
Okay.
We love games.
I love to play games. I mean, we play games in our podcast.
And you're going to love
it.
Excited!
So,
very first game.
Okay.
Our very first game is dedicated to you.
Okay! I'm nervous.
We're going to play Word Association.
Word Association.
So for all of you out there who don't know what Word Association is, we're just going to say a word to her, and she is going to say the first thing that pops into her head. We may or may not have follow-up questions.
Don't psychoanalyze me.
No.
Right.
We're going to go through the whole thing.
Girlfriend, Freud is not here.
Thank you.
The drinks are yours if Freud left.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
New York City.
Fun times.
Pickles.
Green.
Whiskey.
Mm.
Opening night.
Jitters.
Breakfast.
Bacon.
Yes, anything bacon. That's amazing.
Shenanigans.
Stop it.
High school.
Ugh.
Shaka Khan.
Oh my God!
Wait, we have to stop for this one.
Yeah.
Because why did Brian bring up Shaka Khan? Do you... Shaka, like, you're a big Shaka Khan fan.
That, and I have a wig named Shaka Khan.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. You have a wig. You have to tell us about this.
Us about
what is
wig.
This wig?
Well, and here's the beauty of it. Like, we were in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm bopping down the street towards a theater, and this homeless guy was like, oh my God, you look beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. He's like, yeah, you look like Shaka Khan. And on the inside, I was like,
she just flipped her hair for all of you. She
yeah.
flipped
funny
it twice.
You say that because this week's name's Shaka Khan.
That's pretty
great. That is amazing.
That's amazing.
All right. You ready to keep going?
Yes.
Ice pops.
What?
Ice pops.
I don't even know what that is. Is that thing in the tube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, blue.
Okay.
Definitively blue.
Harry Potter.
Not so much.
Oh! Now we're going to have to delve into.
I know, I'm so sorry.
And finally, one last one. Mm-hmm. Actors equity.
Little benches.
Little benches?
Yes.
Oh, explain.
Okay. So when you're non-equity, well, and but this is again, like 10 years ago. So mm-hmm. this is before the unbelievable upgrades that they've done to that building,
mm-hmm.
Which
that
I haven't
beautiful.
Even really taken all the way
yeah.
in. Like, mm-hmm. I was fascinated by the fancy elevators where you, like, you push this
yeah.
and then...
And it just went open.
Right? And then it takes you directly to that floor.
Go like, to
what?
Elevator
what?
6.
What?
Like,
what?
They created a mythology over, like, not being able to use the bathroom
yeah.
while
you might
not
use the bathroom in McDonald's.
Exactly. So when, you know, 10 years ago, the non-ec folks had to sit on these tiny benches.
I remember that.
I am a woman of a particular size, and it was very uncomfortable to be, to have my big booty on them little benches. So that is the main memory, I guess the deepest rooted.
But
memory.
I think you've something else to tell us about actors
yeah.
equity.
There's a secondary story.
There is a secondary story. Okay, so my stage name is Lucreta Nicole, and I want to change that to just Lucreta. That is another story. But I haven't paid my dues. Yet. So I was trying to log
<That's>
in.
Different.
I was trying to log in so I could pay my dues so that when I did call them to
that wouldn't
name,
come
they
up. Because they're going to go, you want to change your name? Where's my money?
Exactly. But Lucreta, I'm trying to show that I'm paid and I'm paid up. But unfortunately.
Point of contention.
I can't remember my username.
And Miss Lucreta, why is that so funny that you can't remember your username for the login page of Actors Equity?
Because when you look at the member portal, it has this beautiful animation saying 50,000 strong. And if you happen to look near the S, you will see my name.
So you are a featured Actors Equity member. You are a featured Actors Equity. Whiskey is delicious. Going back to her word association.
Indeed. Yeah.
So you are a
cheers.
Kimberly has first drink ever face.
My champagne ran out and now I'm
no, yeah, but this is too good.
So you are a featured member of Actors Equity on that page, but you can't sign in.
I can't sign in. And so today I was like, oh, well,
yes.
I'll give them a call. Like early this morning, I woke up at like 10:14 and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, so I got to call Equity. I got to call about some Wi-Fi. I got to do this and this. Okay. Around 1:43, I was like, oh, yeah, let me call Equity. But you know what would be even better? If I take a nap. So I laid down, and then when I woke up, it was 4 o'clock, but then I had to get ready to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well,
we're all about
president
naps.
That's
amazing.
President of AEA,
Kate
Schindel. We're calling you. So
hey, girl. Let
Lucreta
in.
Into her.
Let Lucreta in.
Because I can't even.
Let her profile go. Let her profile
Kate
go.
Kate Schindel, I will literally buy you a drink if you let Lucreta in.
Kate Schindel, we would love to have you on too.
And speaking of buying drinks,
yes,
it is time for our next game.
Okay.
Called.
What's it called?
Next round's on us.
Yes.
Next round's on us. Kimberly, explain it to us.
In which we go around the table. Kevin, Brian, and Lucreta state their case for someone they think is underappreciated in the Broadway world. And then I will decide who we buy their drink for. That made no sense.
No, it made lots of sense.
I was there with you.
Yeah. We're going to buy someone a drink. They're going to tell me who.
They're going to buy me a drink. It's going to make it real good.
If you want a drink, then you come and you drink with us.
Yeah, agreed.
At Glass House, at somewhere.
So the
Glass House is nice.
I
love
Glass House.
Glass House
is amazing.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and name our person, and then we need your help, listeners. We want you to tweet at the winner. And make sure that person allows us to buy them a drink. We'll have them on the podcast.
It has to be a specific person.
A specific person.
Specific person. We'll let Brian and Kevin go first. You can think.
Yes, thank you.
Kevin.
You have to think.
I'm going to go first.
1 minute.
Okay, I've got 1 minute. I'm going to make this good, and it's going to be a crazy one because we would have to change our money into pounds. But I think the person who deserves our drink this week is Miss Sheridan Smith across the pond. Ooh. Sheridan Smith has been going through the ringer in the past couple months and weeks. She just opened Funny Girl, a revival on the West End, and she's killing it. And as a disciple of Barbara, I've always wanted to see a Funny Girl revival come up and really actually work. And so she's killing it, but she's been going through a lot of family problems and personal troubles. Oh, sure. And it brought, like, paparazzi were coming after her because she's, like, the London party girl of the theater. Mm-hmm. So they started attacking her. Like, fans on Twitter started attacking her. And she's been going through a lot. She finally, like, took a leave of absence from the show, was trying to rest. And today, like, 15 hours ago, she collapsed. And they had rushed her to the hospital. So I'm saying, girl, get yourself back together because that woman is fierce from, like, Legally Blonde all the way to, like, what she's doing in Funny Girl. She's been killing it in the West End, and we should support our people across the pond.
Yes,
so I'm giving it to Sheridan Smith.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Sheridan Smith. Brian Plofsky.
I'm going with somebody who is currently on Broadway who I think has been doing an incredible job and just doesn't get the respect that she deserves. And that is Heidi Bickerstaff, who is current...
Blickenstaff?
Blickenstaff.
Oh. Yes.
Blickenstaff.
Yep. Clearly she needs more attention.
Yeah. That was a...
You did it
purposefully
right.
Done.
Exactly. Miss Bickerstaff understands.
I believe that she is a phenomenal presence and performer. She's currently, if you don't know, she's currently in Something Rotten. And she does such a great job, but she is so underutilized. Mm-hmm. She has kind of a throwaway plot. She is more there to support the Brian D'Arcy James character, soon to be played by Rob McClure.
Yes.
Who I'm really excited to see that.
He's amazing. I love Rob McClure. We love you, Rob McClure.
And so I'm going with her. She was phenomenal in Title of Show. Mm-hmm. She has never been nominated for a Tony. She truly embodies these characters. And then she recently tweeted this week when Nicole Scherzinger, whatever her name is, dropped out of...
Former Pussycat Doll. She's still a Pussycat Doll?
I think she would still be.
Sure.
Once a Pussycat Doll, always a Pussycat Doll. Let's be honest.
So she dropped out of Cats. And Heidi tweeted that, like, she's ready to take on Grisabella.
Well.
And honestly, I would pay for that in a second.
In a second.
She would melt.
I would never forget her memory. See what I did there?
And that's your time.
He's full of all those.
You want to talk to us about?
Oh, gosh. You guys are really good at this.
All right, Lakrita. We put you on the spot.
Anyone like that. But then I will then concur with you. I got to meet Heidi.
Now we have two votes.
Lovely, lovely woman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not knowing her backstory because I'm not as deep into musical theater as I am as I was into opera, because that's what I studied in college. But, I mean, underutilized, gorgeous, and a lovely, lovely person. And so I definitely root for those who are good people.
All right.
So my vote, clearly, Sheridan Smith deserves a drink.
Oh, that's
she collapsed.
I know. As soon as I said that, I was like, she might need something else. But I just wanted to give her a shout out because that girl's killed it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Sheridan Smith, we love you. We support you. You heal. You get ready.
Get rest, girl.
But, Miss Heidi Blickenstaff, the next round's on us.
Next round's on us. Oh, glad the game's over that girl. Look, cheers to that.
Yes.
I will give you someone because I did stalk you a little on the internet before we got here. And someone that I know that you love.
You do not have a Wikipedia page, by
you do
the
not
way.
Have a Wikipedia page.
No, I'm not that fancy.
Work on it.
Okay.
What I learned about you was that you love Sasha Khan, that you've played Carmen, that your website says Lakrita with an E, not an E, which I found very helpful.
Yes.
Also, I found out that we share a mutual love of one Mr. Joshua Henry.
Could
you listen to him sing all day?
And I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, yeah, it looks like he's lost weight. And I was like, what?
How good? What did he have to do?
No, but I wanted to go back to what you said she played Carmen, because the creator and I
actually
talked...
I think you mean Carmen. Exclamation point!
Just like disaster! Exclamation point!
So tell us about your love of exclamation points.
Yes,
I love exclamation points and tarabangs.
What's a tarabang?
What is a tarabang, you say? A tarabang is an exclamation point and a question mark that share a pubis.
They call it a tarabang?
They call it a tarabang.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Kind of like space.
Did we just learn something on Broadway today? No, but
this is not supposed to be an educational podcast.
But Creedy, you said you started out in opera, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But can you explain to us, because we've talked about this, how you got into Carmen? Because Carmen is an incredibly rich and incredibly difficult role.
Correct.
But this was your first... Hey Arnold. Can we just have a second to cheers for Hey Arnold?
Because I can't believe we just started...
Cheers to Hey Arnold.
Everything I know.
No, but... So that's an incredibly ridiculous... It's an incredibly racist role to play Carmen and just jump in there.
It's an incredible what role?
Ridiculous role.
Did not think you said that.
No, I also heard that.
Hashtag Woodford Reserve. So... But Latrina, how was that to... Explain that how that happened.
Well, so I was going to the University of Iowa, and it was my first year there.
Do you know who else went to the University of Iowa?
Who did?
Hannah Horvath for a little bit. That was my girls' reference. That's all I got.
From Girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. I don't watch that show.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
It's too close.
There's no girl that looks like...
Oh.
I loved your tweet this week about Diversity Row.
Yeah.
Or whatever
well,
it was.
I don't call it Diversity Row.
Oh, who responded to you?
I would call it Mary J. Davis.
Yeah.
Who is fantastic. She was one of our producers on Disaster.
Yeah.
Mm. But, I mean, it's just showing the world that a predominantly black show can't stand on its own.
Mm-hmm.
A show with more than one or two black ensemble members can stand on its own, and it's really beautiful to look down that street and see. And then I just learned like this week that Gin Gang was also on that block when it was up, and then you got phenomenal black actors.
I can't wait to see Eclipse.
I'm so excited about Eclipse.
Hopefully next week or the week after.
Oh, great.
Going to Eclipse.
Yeah.
So I can just
I've heard nothing but fabulous things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a friend of mine that went to the University of Iowa is one of their understudies.
Wonderful.
So while you're at the University of Iowa.
The music department found out about me because I studied, I was classically trained in undergrad. And I auditioned and ended up being the understudy. I got to play the Saturday night performance out of the weekend of performances.
So that was your
first,
like, real foray into an opera role.
Even in undergrad, I hadn't done any scene study.
Right.
I had just done
classical
my
voice.
Juries and...
Your training and everything.
Oh, juries.
And like art songs and all that beautiful thing. Carl Neal Band and all that beautiful.
We'd love to hear about kind of the thought process and the passion and the love that went into the transition from... You know, deciding that you were going to spend your life doing opera and learning that vocal, because they're as similar as they may seem in concept, they're very different.
They are different.
And into the transition into, you know, musical theater.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason why I didn't pursue opera was because there wasn't that work at that time that you have to put into a musical theater character. You know, they're not trying to get anything out of the other person. At that time, it was very much still, I come on, I sing, and I leave. Mm-hmm. I have this gorgeous gown.
Park and bark.
I park and bark, and then I leave. And it's I'm relying on this technique to evoke emotion, but not necessarily I'm living in this moment, and these are the circumstances around which I am now singing this aria. Mm-hmm. Those things have changed because a lot more theater directors are directing. I'm not saying that there aren't fantastic opera singers that do live in that moment, but at that time, 15 years ago, it just wasn't like that. And that's what didn't appeal to me, and that's why I was running away from an opera degree.
Okay.
And found your way into Disaster
the
Musical.
Can you tell us about the process of your Broadway debut?
Yeah. I mean, it was typical and atypical. It was typical in that, you know, I've originated roles before in the past, going to the University of Iowa. They were very much about new work.
And you are not new to the game. We need to get that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people have put out there about, like, fresh face to Creed and Nicole. And, like, how does it feel to be just, like, making it?
Exactly.
But you've been hoofing it for years and years.
Exactly.
So we need to put that out
there.
I've
been performing as a professional actress since I was 14. So, you know, I have been around for a while. It's just that, you know, now I'm crossing this threshold. Mm-hmm. And talking to Faith Prince, she was like, so how long have you lived here? And I was like, 10 years. She's like, you know what? That's about how long I was here before. And so we talked about that, you know, how people, and they did it with her. Where have you been? Where have you been all this
yes.
time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've been on Disney Cruise Lines. I was at American Girl Plays. I was doing this, and this. I was on the first national tour, Book of War. You know, there were all these things that were happening.
Yes.
And there are all these casting directors who know who I am. But, you know, so many of the media, so much of the media, mm-hmm. they don't know because I didn't do Nymph. I wasn't here for Nymph. So, you know, I think that would have given me a different kind of exposure.
Absolutely. You're putting in work other places.
Exactly.
And then... Yeah,
exactly. To get to this point,
what was it like working with all of those big names?
Okay, so because I spent so much time studying opera, mm-hmm. I wasn't quite sure of who all I was working with.
Okay,
I knew
fair
most of who I was working with. But I didn't know all of who I was working with. And I purposely made it a point not to read other people's bio.
Oh, that's like going on a date and not going on their Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's none of my business.
Yeah.
You know,
no pre-Googling.
I want to be able to talk to you. I want to hear from you.
We all do pre-Google, don't we? Everyone pre-Googles.
If I get a last name, I will Google just to make sure I have mugshots.
Or scabies.
Exactly.
Or, I don't know. You find that on the internet, you probably can't.
Probably not.
Yeah, you might have to ask some big people.
Oh, goodness.
But I hear you.
Yeah.
So you went into a blind.
I wanted to know them as people and
people
not.
First. And so it wasn't as intimidating as it could have been. But then it also got me into tricky conversations when I didn't know.
That they had done something?
When they would make a reference to something, and I'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You're like, what's rent?
Right?
Did you do that?
Right? You know,
tell me more about this Seussical. That's a joke, right?
No, but it was really, really cool. Because one of the things I felt when I saw the actual show, uh-huh. The Disaster, was that a lot of times you go and see a show on Broadway and you see an amazing ensemble, but every once in a while you see a show where you feel like people are just like clocking in, doing their show, and going home.
Yeah. Really?
But Disaster felt like these people like, just were so excited to hang out with each other on stage.
Yeah.
And like just as an ensemble piece, everyone seemed so into it.
Yeah.
And so that was so nice that like I, as an audience member, never for a second was like, oh, it's all these big names with the Krita. It was like you were just like right in there with them and you were just one of the group.
Yeah.
And it really, that was a really cool thing about the show is you felt like the audience was part of it, like watching a group of friends hang out.
And if anyone did like geek out about the other, like we were very good about doing that on our own time.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, doing that and causing that awkwardness between all of us.
And a lot of their paths have crossed in different other places, so they were probably old hat to each other.
Exactly. The majority of the ensemble had also done this project off Broadway.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
and you had done it at the Triad, yes?
I done it at the Triad. I wasn't able to do the off Broadway run, but Charity did. Mm-hmm. And Charity, who is killing it in Waitress right now.
Yes.
That's where I know that name.
Yes.
Did you see Waitress?
I did! It was amazing!
It was really good.
It was so good.
The next game I have.
Okay.
We have a new game!
New game! Huzzah! Huzzah!
I am shuffling my papers. To get the quiz.
Oh, quiz time!
Kimberly,
well,
I have.
So while Kimberly gets her papers in order, Kevin.
Is there something you want to say?
Is there something you want to say?
This is the moment on the podcast where I reach out to Lin-Manuel.
Me too.
Hi, Lin. This is Kevin Jaeger.
And this is Lakrita.
And Lakrita. We have not seen Hamilton. And Brian and Kimberly, have you seen Hamilton?
I have seen Hamilton.
Kimberly, how many times have you seen Hamilton?
Three times, but only twice on Broadway.
Okay, so the creator, I would like to reach out. Hey, Lin.
Hey, Lin.
Can we have tickets?
Please.
We love you.
I know your MD.
Go ahead.
I know your MD.
She does.
And I know Leslie.
She does.
And here's the thing. Lin, we go way back, and you don't know this.
You don't know this.
But at Powerhouse Theater.
Powerhouse Theater.
Powerhouse.
I was there working on Brooklynite with Nicolette Robinson.
And Matt Doyle.
Married, and Matt Doyle.
Oh, my love. I love you, Matt Doyle.
Married to Leslie. And Leslie had the amazing opportunity to get to go over and check out this new work that was being workshopped.
Okay.
At Powerhouse.
Which was?
Hamilton Mixtape.
So basically what we're reaching out is saying, Lin.
So 6 degrees of separation.
Basically, Lakrita and I deserve these tickets.
Yeah. Lynn.
So, hook us up. Thank you so much.
Thank
That's been our
so
moment
much.
Where we shamelessly beg for Hamilton tickets.
I'll give you my number later.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And now it's time for the Disaster Quiz!
Disaster Quiz!
I have my paper shuffled. I would like to put a little disclosure here that I have gotten all of this information from the internet. If you think the internet was wrong, go ahead and tweet at us, at BroadWasted.
But the internet's wrong?
Tell me the internet was wrong.
Can it be wrong?
It can be wrong?
And tell me via the internet.
Not like Wikipedia, though. Wikipedia is legit. All right, so our quiz.
Our quiz. The quiz works. I will give each person at the table a multiple choice question for either two or three rounds, and then we will figure out who wins.
Sweet.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
All right, the Creed.
Does everyone have a fresh drink?
No, I need it.
Fill up if you need it. While I give Kevin his first question.
I'm ready.
Fantastic.
What is the name of the floating casino / discotheque in which Disaster the Musical takes place?
Oh, God. Okay.
Poseidon.
Uh-huh.
The Flying Dutchman.
Yep.
Or the Barracuda.
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure because, oh, God. It's called the Barracuda. It's totes called the Barracuda.
It is called the Barracuda.
Hey! Because the sign, the night that I saw it in the preview.
Because I didn't want to give out any.
Yep.
Right.
The preview did not help. I did it myself.
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
My mom thinks she is good friends with disaster writer Seth Rudetsky because she listens to his radio show. Where and when? From 3 to 9 p.m. on Sirius XM Radio. From 12 to 5 p.m. on Playbill Radio, or whenever she wants, because it's a podcast.
It's A. Because I know he's on Sirius.
A. It was a pretty big hit. Lucrita, would you like a question?
I would love a question.
What production set the Nederlander Theater, where Disaster played, box office record for playing to 101% capacity and grossing over $1 million in 1 week? Was it Disaster the Musical, Rent, or Newsies?
Rent.
It was Newsies.
Oh!
Starring Jeremy Jordan.
Broadway's Jeremy Jordan. No, friend of the show.
The CW's Jeremy Jordan.
The CW's Jeremy Jordan.
He came by and
Wait,
gave us a song.
We didn't sell him to them. We still claim him. Broadway still claims Jeremy Jordan.
That's true.
Jeremy Jordan
true.
Is our person.
He is our
He can
person.
Do all these amazing projects, and we're so proud of him, but Jeremy will always have a home in Broadway.
Shout out to
you all. I would love to see him back.
Yes. Yeah. Jeremy needs to come back.
Come back, Jeremy.
Hashtag come back Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Tweet it to Jeremy Jordan. Let him know. Come back to Broadway. Hashtag come back Jeremy.
Amazing.
Come on,
Jeremy.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s disaster film Twister.
Okay. Helen Hunt, loving it.
This animal noise was slowed down to create the sound of the tornado.
I totally know what it is.
Was it a cow's moo?
I was going to say that. That was my answer.
A camel's moan or a lion's roar?
I don't want to ever hear camel's moan, so I'm not going to answer that. So I'm going to say the cow's moo for sure.
It was the camel's moan.
No, but
really?
Really?
The internet told me so.
Do you know how to do that?
I tried.
That was like a really that's hard to try, though. Yeah.
Wait, little known, well, not known fact, but if you win Best Actress Emmy and Best Actress Oscar in the same year, it's called the Helen, because Helen Hunt did it and Helen Mirren did it.
Oh, wonderful.
Or she won an Emmy. She didn't win Best Actress.
Yeah, what happens to the Creed? Is it they call it the Creed?
No, they call it
Helena.
You can book whatever you want.
And Brian Plofsky.
That's me.
That's his name.
During a performance of Wicked, starring Shoshana Bean.
Yes.
The cherry picker for defying gravity succumbed to gravity and did not fly.
I didn't know that.
How did the ensemble cope with this disaster?
Oh, I know this answer. I actually know this answer.
A, they went into the house and sang from the aisles to appear on a different level.
Not true.
They laid down and pointed into the air.
That's the answer.
Or they squatted.
They laid down.
They laid down.
Actually,
they're like, oh no!
Thank you for ruining
Wicked.
The magic.
Fun story.
This press is my favorite.
Fun story about Wicked, sorry.
Yeah.
My sister was obsessed with it.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was 15 when it started, so was I.
Right.
I'm still obsessed with it.
So she bought tickets purposefully to Adina's last show.
Ooh.
If you know this, the night before Adina's last show, she broke her rib in the trap.
My cousin was there that night.
Yep.
So she didn't go on for her last show. When that came out in the news, my sister cried the whole night. We all went to the show the next day.
Who took it?
I honestly don't remember.
Her understudy.
Her understudy.
Who was probably brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
was
not
it
the
still Kristen or was it Jennifer Laura Thompson?
I don't know, actually. This story's had gone downhill.
Actually,
down the trapdoor rabbit hole. And so, but she came out, in her street clothes.
Yeah.
And, like...
Apologize?
No, but she came out and, like, sang a tune or something like that. I forget. Wonderful. That was the disaster I thought you were going to talk about.
But
I'm glad I know this answer.
Too easy of a choice.
Mm. Yeah.
Locrita, the next Broadway disaster.
Ooh.
During a disastrous performance of Les Mis.
Oh, dear.
The stage became littered with M&Ms. How'd they get there? I have three choices for you. A young Leah Michelle, as young Cosette, was trying to make Gavroche laugh by pelting him with M&Ms from backstage. Or...
shenanigans.
An audience member in the front row placed a bag of M&Ms on stage for safekeeping while she turned her phone off and put her purse away. But the lights went on before Act 1, and she couldn't retrieve them in time.
Mm-hmm.
When an ensemble member tried to kick them off stage, the bag opened and they spilled everywhere. Or...
that was the longest possible option ever.
I love this question. Or Andrea McArdle playing Fontaine in Act 1 and a boy in Act 2. Flung herself backwards in an overly dramatic death on the barricade, forgetting she had M&Ms in her deep boy pants pockets. As a result, the stage became awash with the colorful chocolate pieces and eventually fell into the orchestra pit.
I'm going to say B.
B, the audience member. The correct answer is C, Andrea McCormick. Trying to impress her friends and took too deep of a death.
Wait.
M&M's in her pocket.
The real answer was the one that included deep boy pants pockets.
Deep boy pants pockets.
That was the real answer.
That was the real answer because I wrote it and
why she
fed.
So that was, and that was our first quiz.
And the winner of the quiz is Brian Bobby.
Wait, I won?
What?
I get to ask you a question.
Yay!
We just made that up. Go.
Can you tell us about your role on 30 Rock as, who was it? Not Bev. Can you tell us about
what?
Not Bev?
Okay. I had a blast. First of all, how many stories do we have time for?
I don't know, Kimberly, you're keeping time.
Not enough.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. Well after we had gotten, it had aired and was, like, in syndication, one of the fans for Book of Mormon reached out to me and was like, oh, my God, I saw your episode of 30 Rock, so you must be Hot Jugs_1. And I was
excuse
like,
me?
Yeah. Because Bev's character was like, her email address was like hotjugs_2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like on set?
It was fantastic. I spent 2.5 hours playing video games and then was...
Which video games?
I don't remember what I was playing. I had my PS...
what is your favorite?
Vita. Oh, that's a hard hard question.
We just came from a nerd podcast where we talked about WoW for a long time.
What?
World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I mostly play on consoles and not, like, on
computers.
Yet,
correct.
Yeah. I don't want to get beaten by a 9-year-old.
I hear you, because they talk so much. Not good
Do you
stuff.
Play Mario Kart?
I don't. I need blood and I need explosions. So I play God of War.
Mm-hmm.
I like to drive a lot, so Need for Speed is
mm-hmm.
tops for me.
Great.
And then back in the day, I was playing Resident Evil. Dino Crisis. Shout out to Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis.
I'm giving my.
That's the first shout out to Dino Crisis that's ever been done. So I'm so excited. Cheers to Dino Crisis.
Cheers to Dino Crisis.
That was like the beginning of the scary horror.
What is a Dino Crisis?
It doesn't matter. It's
like,
all right.
It was like Jurassic Park meets Resident Evil.
I love games.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Oh.
Do you have another game?
One more game!
Well, the Krita has
Shout
just
out to Matilda because I wanted to tweet y'all and be like, yo, how can I get Squeeze cards? And now I'm about to get started.
So, what we have done is we have purchased a pack of the Lights of Broadway show cards. And they actually call people who collect them light catchers, which I think is super cool.
The boy who, the man who sold these to me has a full set and invited me to their Facebook group. So if you
really?
Yes. I want to look. I'm tweeting now. I want to be a light catcher.
Hashtag.
Okay. I'm still learning.
So what we're gonna do?
Teach me about Snapchat. Like,
I cannot help you with Snapchat.
That's a whole other show.
Wait, what's it called again? Like.
Okay.
Light catchers?
Light catcher.
So what we're... Kimberly, what are we going to do with this
game? So basically, Lagrita is going to open this pack of the Lights of Broadway show cards.
Okay.
Now, there's an even mix. I don't know how many. It's a grab bag of what you might get.
Yep.
If there are actors in this pack, you must cast them in your dream show. So when you open this pack, if you see an actor, you tell me what you want to see them play. If there's a show in there, you tell me
who you want to
if
see
you like
it
or not.
Yeah, perfect.
I get to open the pack!
So this is a fresh pack. No
one's
seen what's
up
in
the
there.
Pack.
They are actually hard to open with nails.
Oh.
Yes.
Are they?
I tried this morning. I was like, I can't do it.
I'd like to point
it.
Out that Lakrita always options up. Did anyone else hear that? She always options up. And
for
that,
working with David Remus.
Then, option up.
Look at the top! Who's it? It's Kevin Chamberlain!
No, wait, for real?
Kevin Chamberlain.
That's amazing.
All right, so what would be your dream role for Kevin Chamberlain?
You can't do Cisco.
I know. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
He's alone in the universe.
Oh, my God. Okay, dream role for Kevin Chamberlain.
I have one.
He's reading my screenplay right now.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing. That's why he's reading it so I can know.
That's amazing.
Dream role. Ooh.
Give it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell us now.
I would love to see him as dude in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
As in Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I think he would be a
He would be a really
Christian Borle, step aside.
Hey.
Look who has spoken.
So who's next?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's next? I don't know. Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, the choreographer.
Oh,
who
yes. Do I know choreographers? I can barely get
Michael Bennett's
a chorus line.
Ooh.
He's like willing to create a chorus line. Didn't he have a lot to do with...
This is a great pack.
Oh, you got a rip. What?
Right?
This is so good.
Tell us
so
who you see.
But,
okay, so...
Michael Bennett, what musical would you like to see Michael Bennett
choreograph? Okay, so thing of chorus line. Ooh. Okay. Because what happened to Heathers?
Nothing.
Amen, girlfriend.
Oh, wait. Quick break. We're going to play our favorite game called Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets!
You quickly go around the circle. You say one show that you wish you had seen that you missed.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to jump in this.
And I know what Kevin's answer is.
The Krita just totally hooked me up. God, I wish I had seen the Heathers when it was here.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I should give my gay card back because I didn't see the Heathers because all of my minions went and saw it and told me how amazing it was.
Oh.
And I wish I had seen it, but the Heathers is definitely my choice.
Lightning round, Kimberly.
Disaster the Musical! But I actually really wish I saw it. Not just because you're here.
mine is I wish I'd seen the original Broadway cast of The Wedding Singer. Yourself?
I'm going to say Passion.
Oh!
Wait, okay, I changed my answer to passion.
Hold on, are you talking about OBC or are you talking about like the most recent one with Judy Kuhn?
Because
I saw the most recent one with Judy Kuhn. It was revolutionary. Oh, that woman changed my life. And it was a talkback night that I didn't know about. And they let me ask a question. And Judy Kuhn was my cosette from when I was 10 years old. And then she had the Dreamcast.
Oh, really?
And I asked her a question. And she looked at me and answered. And I was like,
oh! Oh my god.
And Jeremy Jordan was in the audience and everyone was freaking out.
Exactly.
Wait, who?
Jeremy Jordan was in the audience.
I know who he is.
Whatever, next.
Okay.
Max von Essen.
Max von Essen is currently an American in Paris right now.
Yes.
He's brilliant.
Okay.
He's a dancer, actor, singer.
Max, American in Paris, everyone go see it.
Yes.
It's perfect visual storytelling.
I really need to see it. I'm so mad I haven't.
Perfect visual storytelling.
See it before the cast leaves for London.
Please do. Like, I would talk to Kevin Taylor because he is a Disney actor. He had a show on Disney. Back in the Disney, when I was watching
Disney
Channel, when Mickey Mouse Club was on, what you also got were...
Britney Spears.
No. Even before her. Oh. Like, we're talking... Like, no, I know.
No, she's talking like Annette Funicello. Like,
I mean, a border, like, they were still playing those,
yeah,
Annette Funicello ones, but then they were like, this was well before we had any of those people on.
Uh-huh.
I never saw any of the Mickey Mouse clubs with.
No, those were late school. Those,
exactly.
Yeah, we're like
so,
80s old school, bit.
But also, when they were showing, American in Paris. They were showing. Fiddler. They were showing all these amazing, like, epic musical movies, and that's where I saw all of this stuff.
That
and that's
music.
Where I got, yeah, and that's where I got a love for Laugh-In and SCTV because that was all Nickelodeon. So between Nickelodeon and Disney Channel, like that's what really shaped the comedic timing that I have now.
Totally.
But also gave me a love for what's the next card?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Which happens to be my favorite musical.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, and I need to.
I saw it. And I need to tell everybody forever. I'm a person who is over Fiddler. Does that make sense?
Excuse me?
I just like, I've seen it so many times that I know it.
Okay,
whatever.
Well, I haven't seen it live.
But
I'll say
ever.
Oh, okay. So I'll give you that.
Ever.
So I, aside from Hamilton, Fiddler on the Roof has stuck with me the most from this past season.
Wow.
Danny Burstein, you think you know Tevye? And then you see his, and you're like, "Oh, that's Tevye."
What?
I'm getting good. I'm putting my.
I
put my arm to the microphone. He's incredible.
You can hear
the
goosebumps.
Women are incredible in the show. They take kind of formed roles and make them fully formed.
Nice.
They slow for a very long show. They slow it down. Oh, I would see it again in a heartbeat.
I will
second
the Danny Burstein thing. I didn't see him in Fiddler yet, but I saw him in Snow Geese, and he was. Amazing.
Whoa.
I think Snow Geese was the Mary Louise Parker piece at MTC, and it was brilliant. And he's just wonderful. And I think if he doesn't win the Tony when it comes up, he's definitely going to be our drink on us person, like no question.
He's been
because
six
he deserves
times
it.
Nominated.
So who's next? Who's
and then,
that?
In this pack, we have. Mr. Squeeze himself.
What?
So like, this was like my pack. I can
this
keep
is,
all these, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, of course. Because I want to be a squig. So I'm going to work really hard so that I get my own squigs card.
She'd
okay?
be a wonderful squig. Broadway State is fully behind the Creed to be
the
squig.
I'm on the portrait that he did for Disaster.
Right.
So
right.
I have that.
You just need your own card.
But I need my own
you need
card.
Your own card.
And I saw LaShawn's card and that was really cool. Mm. Yeah.
So that kind of brings us to a close
it
here
does.
On Broadway State. Our first episode.
Did we have 5 minutes? Oh,
I had fun. So I'd like to say a couple things. First, obviously, I'd love to thank our phenomenal, beautiful guest, Lucrita. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yes.
You can follow her on Twitter at Lucrita Nicole, LaCrittaNicole.
That's her name.
Spelled like Nicole.
We loved having you. Thanks so much for playing games with us.
Yes.
What are you up to next?
I am singing some phenomenal music on June 20th at the at the Metropolitan Room.
Okay. Oh, what would that show be, Lucrita?
What? Do you want to tell us?
So it is a night called Little Victories, the music of Jager and Mitchell. I am the book and lyrics writing of a writing team that has... had a show, and Nymphin is having a produced show in Chicago this summer, and we're celebrating some of the stuff we've been writing by having a night at the Metropolitan Room with the amazing people like the Creed and Nicole.
Where can you get tickets for that, guys? Ooh.
So you can get tickets at the Metropolitan Room's website. So it's metropolitanroom.com, mm-hmm. and right from there you'll be able to see the show. It's on June 20th at 9:30 p.m. It's called...
Oh, sorry.
Jager Mitchell. It's called Little Victories, the Music of Jager Mitchell.
We're going to post that on our Twitter and Instagram. Awesome. So you can find all that information there. Again, our Twitter and Instagram is @BroadWasted, both on Twitter and Instagram. Lucreta?
Yes.
Thank you so much. But
thank you for having me.
This was so much
any
fun.
Any last words for us here?
I'll come back anytime.
Yes, we'll be happy to have you. So let's do a cheers.
Let's do a cheers. I'd like to end every episode with a little inspirational quote from lyrics from a musical.
Ooh, yes.
And this time we're going to end it with those lovely muses from a Greek
Hercules?
Land. You got it.
I was a muse.
Really?
Yes.
In where?
Disney Cruise Line.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. We're gonna shout out the mountaintops, but
okay. Zero to heat.
Yeah, no, you can. Oh my god, can I? All I want to say is, this really worked out better than I thought.
This is amazing.
Bless my soul.
Herc is on a roll.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to Broadwasted.
And as we do after every episode.
Zidoo-bop-bop. Bob. See you next week, folks.
See you next week, guys.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.